Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Feedback coming in. Look at Cade's last 3 minutes. Absolutely ugly. That's from an unnamed texter. Yeah, look, the ball was in his hands. They came out of a timeout. They diagrammed a play. It led to a fadeaway shot. Then they needed a three. He had a, took a covered three. Yeah, I wasn't crazy about, look, I think JB Bickerstaff's a good coach. I didn't think the whiteboard drew up any great plays at the end of the game last night. It can happen. The other team could just be in the right defense. But yeah, the last couple of minutes of that game, when they got back into it and tied it, they had some ugly possessions. From an unnamed texter, the captain of the Asar Thompson bandwagon, I'm going to be concerned if his lack of aggression on offense continues. He's our second best player. We need him badly. Dimitri writes in, Duncan Robinson had 2 points with no other stat for 32 minutes. They lost because of him, he writes. Well, he had FGA.
Field goals attempted?
Yeah, he had 7 of those. He had 3 fouls, 1 turnover. But yeah, he was not particularly effective last night.
No, when you go 0 for 5 doing what you're supposed to do, which is knock down those shots,
yep,
that's not a good start.
Yeah, last night, and it's one game, guys, but it showed that they really need someone to help Cade. Someone's got to step up every night to be that second scoring option. Without Malik Beasley, a guy you can count on to, like, you know, it's supposed to be Duncan Robinson or Asar Thompson, like that text just mentioned, like somebody has to step up and alleviate the scoring when Cade leaves the game or if he's just not on, you know, because last night Stewart luckily was able to score a little bit and that kept him in the game coming back. But you can't count on Isaiah Stewart hitting threes every night.
No, but I mean, they had Stewart and they had Ron Holland. Both of those guys, I think, had 20 and 19 respectively. And I think that's Jaden Ivey's role, right? If they expect him to be the secondary scorer, the second scorer behind Cade Cunningham. But they're going to be without him for like 6 weeks. They're not even going to evaluate him for another 3.5.
All right, Gator. Survey. 1/3 of people believe they could survive horror movies. A survey of 2,000 adults revealed 34% of adults think they could survive a horror slasher film and defeat the villain.
Oh, and defeat.
Three-quarters credit their quick thinking and survival instincts for potential success, while 42% admit they're likely to be eliminated first. The OnePoll.com study found 14% would use logic and reason to outsmart the villains, and 13% would simply run away.
So this is slasher movies, right?
Yeah.
So when I think slasher movies, I think the classics, Friday the 13th and Halloween. So you're talking Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers.
I think Freddy Krueger probably should be included.
Okay,
in this
if you want to throw Freddy in there, Nightmare on Elm Street, that's fine too. Here's the problem with all three of those villains, so to speak, the slashers, is that they all have a component that you can't just, they're not a person. You know, like Freddy was a figment of somebody's imagination. We kill you in your dreams,
yeah.
Right? So that's a whole different ballgame. How can you possibly defeat that, even though they have sequels and movies where they show that they do it? Jason Voorhees was lying at the bottom of a lake for years, comes out and then all of a sudden becomes this mass murderer out there and has been resurrected in countless movies, but he's got this otherworldly strength to him, and he's not a human being anymore. Michael Myers, the child who murdered his babysitter or the mother, whatever it was when he was a kid, and then was put in a sanitarium at Smith's Grove Sanitarium in Haddonfield, outside Haddonfield. I mean, he was a kid, and then all of a sudden now he becomes some supernatural guy because he was killed in several movies, surviving, you know, being stabbed in the eyes with knitting needles, falling off a balcony from 20 feet up, to being burned alive in Halloween 2, to being shot about 50 times at least by a bunch of troopers at the end of, I think it was Halloween 4, falling into a mine shaft, somehow miraculously is able to survive that because some dude who's living in underground tunnels starts performing some Celtic ritual that keeps him alive. And then Michael wakes up and turns on that guy. And then there's some other whole weird kind of storyline going on in him with some guy who's wearing boots, who I used to call Boot Tool, and this weird black hat. Didn't know who the hell that guy was. They're not normal people. This isn't like, you know, Doug all of a sudden went crazy, went on a killing spree, and can I outsmart that guy? That's different. These are like you're talking slashers. These aren't normal people. These are like supernatural beings. You can't survive that. You can't outsmart it.
So you've seen these movies?
Yeah, I've seen a few of them. Watched a few.
I know that, I remember when I did watch a Friday the 13th movie, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, people would always say the same thing that we're watching, just run away. And I'd always say the following. They don't know they're in a horror movie. They don't know that there's imminent danger. They're just trying to make out at the graveyard. They don't know that they're right. About to get slaughtered. They don't know. They have no idea. They don't know what happened earlier in the night.
Right. They don't know that, hey, I'm not related to Laurie Strode. You know what I can do? I can just leave Haddonfield. I'll make a new life in Chicago, and I'll be okay. I don't have to worry about that. Hey, Jason Voorhees, let me see. I don't know. Maybe not camp out at Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe avoid Crystal Lake altogether.
Just go to Atlantic City for a long weekend.
Instead. That's good.
They don't know they're in a horror movie.
I mean, those are the most obvious ways to avoid Jason and Michael are simply, I'll just leave town.
Somebody brought it up on Twitch because I'm not very versed when it comes to movies, but I am versed on a TV series. There is one horror movie that I'm sure I could survive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And FBG 25 would give you credit for triggering this. I'm sure I could survive in the world of The Walking Dead. Because I would just walk swiftly. All the zombies are slow.
Yeah, but next thing you know, you're surrounded by them. And then what, Glenn?
How do you next thing you know when you're faster than all of them?
But they come from different directions. And next thing you know, you're running away. Oh, I got it here. And then you run another direction. Wait, there's some more over there. And then
okay, let me ask you.
You get surrounded.
Out of all of the villains you just mentioned,
yeah,
which would be the easiest to survive? And I'm throwing in the zombies from The Walking Dead.
Okay, so you're just saying, and assuming that I'm in the horror movie, right?
Yes,
so I don't know that Michael's chasing me. I just turn around and there's the shape is right there.
Yes.
What do I do? Okay, and you know you're screwed. But if I turn around and I see zombies from The Walking Dead
that
don't exactly, they're not exactly fleet of foot. Yeah, I guess to an extent, I think I could free myself from some difficulties there. And yet, you watch the show, you watched it for five seasons. You know
the difficulty
that you get yourself
in. Yeah, I thought they overplayed it. I think these slow-moving zombies would be easy to escape from.
I didn't watch The Walking Dead, but I know of it, of course. Isn't it just strictly a numbers game with them? Like, you're just outnumbered at a point
totally
where, right?
It is a numbers game, but, I mean, the guy, you don't get yourself in trouble when you're that much faster than all of them.
I mean, they did have episodes literally where the humans are like the shepherd leading the flock of zombies, literally walking just two steps ahead of them to get them out and lure them into a different spot.
Like the Pied Piper.
Yes, yeah. 100%. Like there were multiple episodes like that.
A light jog would go a long way in the world of The Walking Dead.
So the problem is that the zombies are not just germane to Camp Crystal Lake or Haddonfield.
They're everywhere.
Or Elm Street. They are everywhere.
Okay. Did anyone think about building a giant treadmill on the show or anything like that?
Just putting the zombies on a treadmill.
Yeah. That's
a great
idea.
That's a fantastic.
No one thought of this? I just thought of this.
You just thought of it.
I just shred all the zombies.
The treadmill defense.
Wait for next season.
Brilliant.
Oh, there's still a season going on?
Yeah, there's all offshoots and
one-third of people believe they can survive horror movies. Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street topped the list of most memorable villains at 40%, followed by Hannibal Lecter at 39% and Michael Myers at 33%.
You're going to survive Hannibal Lecter?
That's what they have.
Good luck there.
Nearly half the respondents said the most important survival rate is never splitting up. 37% think they'd most likely die by trusting the wrong people.
That's
I think
sure.
That's probably true in society in a lot of fronts.
Who would you trust the most when it comes to if you're thrown in a horror movie?
Who would I trust the most?
Yeah, to help you out.
Like with the best survival skills in my family or that I know?
Here in the building, somebody that you
Jansen.
Feel... Yeah?
That's probably maybe Jansen, answer, I'm yeah. sure, has a, you know...
Jansen, I think Jansen might be able to match up with... he might be able to match up pretty well with Michael Myers and with Jason.
I also think he probably has the best survival skills.
Probably.
Followed closely by me. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.